This chair yoga practice is designed to bring awareness to the body in motion from a seated position. It's really an alternative to engaging in mindful movement when, for whatever reason, standing or lying down yoga may not be available or desirable for you. This chair yoga practice is really about strengthening the mind-body connection, noticing what arises in the body as we go through movement, but also what's arising in the mind and in the heart, the thoughts and emotions that may come up when you engage in various movements. Yoga means union. Union of the body, mind, heart. So in this chair yoga, the practice is bringing awareness to the movements, but also to the emotions that might be felt and the thoughts that might be present as you engage in this practice. Chair yoga is best done in a sturdy, stable, armless, straight-backed chair. So maybe like a kitchen chair or a dining chair, perhaps even a desk chair as long as it doesn't have arms or wheels. It's important to have a sturdy, stable, solid base. So your feet should be able to rest comfortably on the floor while your back is supported by the chair back. At times, we'll be shifting position to leaning back, taking advantage of the support available at the back of the chair. And occasionally, we'll move to the center of the seat, which allows for more space and movement of the arms and torso. So, taking a few moments to get situated in such a chair, getting seated with your feet flat on the floor and just checking your posture, noticing if the shoulders are positioned over the hips, and sitting in a posture that's upright, a posture of alertness, dignity, not strained or forced in any particular way, just sitting up straight, dropping the shoulders, and allowing for the free flow of air into and out of the body. Perhaps closing the eyes. Whatever is comfortable for you, it's your choice. You're welcome to keep your eyes open or to let them close. If the eyes are open, softening and lowering the gaze. Or even just closing the eyes for a few moments, just bringing attention in to sense into the body sitting. The hands might be comfortably resting on the lap, or you might want to release the arms and drop them to fall down easily by your sides. Of sensing into the entire body, from the top of the head down to the soles of the feet. Feeling where the body is being supported. Noticing the feet contacting the floor. Noticing the backs of the legs and the buttocks, the spine being held by the chair. Supported. And noticing the front of the body that's not being supported. You might notice the touch of air on the face or other parts of the body that are exposed. Feeling the breath coming and going. Not manipulating, changing, or improving it in any way, just feeling the breath moving in and moving out. And now, if your arms have been on your lap, intentionally allowing them to fall to the sides. And on an inhalation, slowly raising the arms up in front of you, sensing what can be felt here. Raising the arms up to whatever height feels right to you, perhaps overhead. Throughout this practice, listening to and trusting your own body's wisdom, preferencing that over any prompts that I might give. So when you come to the top of the stretch, wherever that might be for you, extending the hands and fingertips outward while solidly feeling the soles of the feet making contact with the ground. Feeling the stretch of the body that's happening from the buttocks, the base of the spine, all the way up through the shoulders and neck, up to the arms and fingertips. And as you're ready, perhaps facing the palms outward, stretching your arms out to the sides and lowering your arms slowly, allowing them to fall, releasing all effort, noticing what's here to be felt. Perhaps noticing warmth or tingling in the arms or hands, and sensing the totality of the body in this alert resting posture, really feeling the effects of that stretch. And engaging once again, allowing the arms to come forward in front, and slowly raising them in conjunction with your in-breath, allowing them to rise to the height that's right for you. And when you're ready, lifting the fingertips up and then facing the palms outward, pausing and slowly allowing the arms to come down to the sides, releasing all effort. So as we go through these movements, remember that there's a choice to be made. You can stay in motion, moving the arms in conjunction with the breath, up and out and then back to the sides, or you can pause at any point to explore the stretch. You can just stop. If the arms are in an upward posture, perhaps stretching and holding them a bit. So now inhaling the arms forward and up, you might like to pause and play with the stretch a little bit here. And when you're ready, you might like to turn your palms out, exhale, and slowly bring your arms down to the side. And exploring this movement on your own, when you get to the top, you might like to make some circles with your hands or even figure eights, getting the wrists and the forearms involved in the movement. You might glance up at the hands as you're making movement. Notice what's here to be felt. How do the sensations and the movements change with the simple movement of the wrists making circles? And pausing palms facing outward, arms gently coming back down to the sides. And then just pausing to notice the effects of these simple stretches. What's here in the body? Noticing any thoughts that might be coming up for you as you sit and feel the after effects, the rippling effects of the movement, as well as any emotions that might be being evoked. Next, we'll be engaging in some pelvic rocking. Pelvic rocking, particularly when sitting, involves very small movements. So you may like to begin by placing the right hand on the belly and placing the back of the left hand at the small of the back. And for this particular movement, you might like to move a little bit forward in the chair, moving the body away from the back so that you're positioned at the center of the seat. So right hand on the belly, the back of the left hand and the small of the back. From this posture, really feeling into the breath. Noticing when you inhale how the belly expands. And when you exhale, the belly tends to press back a little bit toward the spine. Inhaling, noticing how the natural curvature of the spine is reestablished. Exhaling, the belly presses back toward the small of the back. You might even notice on the inhale how the belly presses toward the back and how the buttocks contract a bit. And exhaling, the tail of the spine curls a bit under. And then exhaling and relaxing the buttocks. And inhaling as the belly inflates and the natural arch is reestablished. Very small movement. The contraction, the tightening, and then the release. Pressing back, pressing the belly toward the back, and then releasing. Inhaling, exhaling. Noticing what's here to be felt as you engage in this subtle movement of the pelvis. And then coming to stillness. Pausing and reestablishing seated posture with the hands on the lap or perhaps dangling by the sides, whichever is more comfortable for you. Noticing the effects of this movement. And now you might want to position yourself more to the center of the seat or maybe even toward the edge of the seat, to allow for more mobility. And as you're ready, raising the right knee, and this can be done either by grasping the hands around the shin of the right leg, or if it's better for you, you might grasp underneath the thigh. So grasping either the lower leg or the thigh and just gently pulling, gently bringing the right knee up toward the belly. And allowing the left leg to remain bent with the foot flat on the floor. And then just engaging in some circles with that right leg. So you're supporting it, holding the shin or the thigh and making some circles. The movement is actually happening at the right hip. exploring the range of motion available to you in the right hip. And more movements available if you let go of with the left hand and simply support and hold the leg with the right hand. It seems possible to make some wider circles that way. And at any point, pausing and reversing the direction of the circles. And then pausing, maybe giving the right leg a little bit of a hug, bringing it up near the chest. And as you're ready, releasing the leg to the floor, pausing in your resting, sitting posture. Sensing into the body, really feeling into the body. Noticing how the right side of the body feels when compared to the left. Just bringing some gentle curiosity to this movement that we've been engaged in. And now we'll be engaging in the same movements with the left leg. So bringing the left leg up by grasping it with either the shin or under the thigh, whichever is best for you. Making sure you're still positioned in the middle of your seat to allow for easy movement. And then, as you're ready, beginning to circle the leg in one direction. Maybe starting out with small circles and working your way into larger circles. And when it feels right for you, changing directions. Again, exploring the entire range of motion available right now in the left hip. Noticing any thoughts or feelings about the movement that might be arising for you. And then allowing to complete this motion by bringing the knee up toward the chest, giving it a little squeeze, and then gently releasing the leg, bringing the foot flat on the floor. Once again, pausing, noticing the effort involved. Next, positioning yourself to sit in the middle of the seat, and on both sides, with both hands, reaching back to the back of the chair so you can hold onto the back of the chair, perhaps at the seat, wherever is possible and accessible for you. And preferably, if it's possible, to straighten your arms as you're holding the back of the seat of the chair. And now, simply bending forward, allowing the chest to come forward, opening the shoulders and the chest, maybe coming to about a 45-degree angle, or whatever feels right for you. But just opening the chest up, feeling the shoulders, the upper back, keeping the arms straight, noticing the breath. And then when you're ready, gently moving back, coming back to sitting. Sitting in a neutral sitting posture of rest, hands by the sides or resting on the lap. And you might even want to take a moment and sit back, allowing your back to be supported by the back of the chair, softening the limbs. noticing the breath and any rippling effect of the movement that we've just engaged in. Next, we'll be engaging in a torso twist. So, bringing the left hand to the outside of the right hip, and once again, grabbing the chair either at the seat or the back of the chair with the right arm. Just giving yourself support as we gently twist. So, we're doing a spinal twist with the torso and using the hand wherever it is on the back of the chair as a bit of a support. So twisting the spine to whatever extent feels right for you, exploring the stretch, holding it, maybe turning your head to look over your right shoulder. Playing with the edge, noticing it but not exceeding. And when you're ready, just releasing, slowly, slowly coming back, bringing the torso back to center, to a neutral sitting position. And you might want to pause here, noticing the right side of the body versus the left. Taking a few breaths here. And now preparing to do a torso twist to the left. So we're going to take the right hand and place it outside of the left thigh, finding a place to grasp onto the chair. And reaching with the left hand to the back of the seat and gently spinal twisting to the left, being sure you're in the center of your seat as you twist, noticing the lower back, the buttocks, the lower spine, the shoulders, the neck, and if you can, glancing over your left shoulder to extend the stretch if that's available to you. Always listening to your own body. And as you're ready, untwisting slowly, coming back to center, letting go with your hands, and just sitting and feeling the effect of that spinal twist. And feeling the breath flowing in, flowing out, turning toward the mind and noticing if the mind may have wandered. This can happen in any practice. And just inviting the mind back if it has wandered and allowing sensations in the body, in the moving body, to take front and center stage. Next, we'll be doing a leg lift. So just grabbing onto the seat of your chair to give you some support, and as you're ready, lifting the right leg, keeping it straight as you can, and just lifting the leg. And again, you might want to be toward the center or front of the chair, lifting the right leg to be as close to parallel to the floor as is available. And noticing what's working as you raise the right leg, what's happening in the buttocks, the thigh. And if you care to, when you reach that point, circling the right foot to the right, and then circling back to the left, following your own body, not waiting for my prompt. So if you need to just bring the leg back down to the floor, please do so. And feeling each side of the body. And now, holding to the seat of the chair as a support, and straightening and raising that left leg, bringing the left leg up parallel to the floor. You might even need to give a little bit of support by holding the thigh from the bottom, listening to your own body, what's being called for, what's needed. And circling the left foot, noticing which muscles are working, and perhaps noticing too which muscles might be working that don't have to be. So if you're tensing up the jaw, for instance, or the face, becoming aware of that and maybe just softening a bit. And as you're ready, allowing the left foot to come back down to the floor, resting your foot flat on the floor, coming back to the neutral sitting position. And now, if you care to, if it's available to you, the invitation is to extend both legs out. So if it's possible to lift both legs, centering yourself in your chair, in the center of the edge, holding on to the bottom of the chair, to the seat for support, and just lifting both legs, extending both feet, pressing the feet forward, and coming back then, and as you're ready, resting both feet flat on the floor. That's an intense movement, so you may really need to take a pause. Take a few breaths. Notice what's happening in the body and in the mind. Aware of the breath coming, going. And next, we might want to widen the stance a little bit. And with the hand on the outside of the hip, the right arm just dangling by the right side and the left hand on the left hip. And gently, 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 crescent bending toward the left. So allowing the torso to crescent bend and raising the right arm overhead. And you might even want to allow the left hand to move off the left hip. And as you lean to the left, bringing the body to the left, making this crescent and holding, if you care to, pausing. When you're ready, coming back, extending the arms out, and then crescent bending to the right, pressing the right arm toward the floor, and pressing, bringing the left arm up overhead, leaning to the right, and just breathing into this posture. Coming back to neutral. And you can explore this on your own, crescent bending right. And then coming up and crescent bending left. Exploring. Again, not waiting for my prompt. recognizing what your body is needing. And when you're ready, coming back to neutral, bringing the feet directly under the knees, hip width apart, arms resting on the lap, or just remaining by your sides. Noticing how it feels now. And now widening the stance once again, with your hands on the thighs and moving toward the edge of the front edge of your chair and making circles with your torso. So circling around, this is a big movement. Slowly circling the torso, the back, the shoulders, the neck, and the head as one unit. Circling in one direction, noticing how this feels in the buttocks and the lumbar spine, the lower back, the hips. Going slowly or picking up the pace, depending on what your body wants. And at any point, pausing and reversing direction. So circling in the opposite direction. Sensing what's happening in the hips, in the belly, in the lower back. And as you're ready, coming back to stillness, once again, to the neutral posture of sitting. So bringing your feet back flat on the floor, the torso in neutral, settling into the relative stillness of the body sitting, breathing, and finding a comfortable posture, whether that's remaining in the center of the seat or maybe pushing back and leaning the body up against the back of the chair, taking advantage of the support available. Finding a comfortable posture. And we'll be scanning the body, the entire body, once again bringing attention to the contact that the feet are making with the floor. And gently, as you're ready, allowing the attention to move up from the feet to the lower legs and through the knees into the upper legs. What's here to be felt? Maybe some warmth or tingling. There may be nothing much at all to be felt, and that's okay too. Just noticing the way it is. That's the practice. The practice is in the noticing. And moving attention up from the pelvis to the shoulders, through the entire trunk of the body, noticing what's in this part of the body to be felt. You might notice the movement of the breath coming and going. And then letting go of attending to the trunk and moving the attention to the right arm from the shoulder all the way down to the fingertips. How is it in the right arm right now? Breathing, noticing thoughts, emotions, as you sense into what's present in the right arm. Letting go of the right arm and moving attention to the left arm, from the fingertips all the way up to the top of the left shoulder. Tuning into whatever is here to be noticed, to be felt in the area of the left arm. and allowing the attention to the left arm to fade, and coming now into the neck, exploring the neck, the back of the neck, the sides of the neck, coming around to the front of the neck, sensing up into the jaw, the head, the experience of the head and all of the sensory organs located here, the mouth, the ears, the eyes. Becoming aware perhaps of sounds or sights if your eyes are open. And even if your eyes are closed, you might notice what's here to be seen from behind closed eyes. Can you even bring attention to the interior of the head, noticing if there are any sensations that you can become aware of? Maybe like pulse, or temperature, weight, and then letting go of attention to the face and head, and widening back to the entire body breathing, supported by the chair, feet resting on the floor, feeling into your body. And what's feeling needed in your body right now? Perhaps there's a movement your body is feeling it wants to do. Perhaps there's something that you'd like to do, a movement you'd like to add in, using your own good intuitive sense to nurture and support your body just as it is right here, right now. Noticing thoughts, emotions, whatever may be here in this union, this yoga of the entire being. Connecting sensation, thought, emotions, all in this one body as one being. So taking a few moments to make any movements that you might feel called to be making. Whatever feels like good self-care for your body right now. You've had enough time, just allowing the body to settle into stillness, once again letting go of doing, and just calming into breathing. Noticing how it is in the mind, in the heart, and the body. And perhaps setting the intention to bring this attentiveness, this awareness into the remainder of your day. Pausing for short moments throughout the day and just checking into how is it now, right now, in this body, in the mind, and in the heart.